Hey guys.
What?
You said, hey guys.
So?
We say, hi guys.
Oh my gosh. Really? Does it matter?
We're starting over. Hi guys. Welcome back to Barefaced Banter.
Oh man. Anneli is a one hell of a person. I'll just say that.
Miranda said, hey, instead of hi guys. And I immediately was like, that's not what we say. And then she was like, wait, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I'm serious. Start that shit over, girl. Anyways, hi. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Barefaced Banter.
Yep.
That's how I sound. That's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm scared, guys. I'm going to give you my signal.
She's just blinking in Morse code. Help me. Well, how have you been?
I've been great. How about you? You just went on a trip. How was it?
Yeah.
Another trip.
I know.
She's been leaving me.
Oh, wait. I see you every week. You'll be fine.
It's fine. That's enough.
But I... fucking... Rude. I went to Seattle to see my sisters, and that was really fun. I went to a hockey game, and we definitely were bad luck because the second we went to go buy something at the like store, they scored, and then we went back and they didn't make anymore.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm so sorry to the Kraken for their loss because of us. The Kraken. That's the
team?
That's the Seattle's team. Yeah.
Kraken.
Kraken with a K.
Oh.
Kraken.
Okay. That's a very
Do you
strange.
Get it now?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. So your bad luck.
Yeah.
You went to a hockey game.
Well, to the hockey people.
Oh, okay.
I don't know in general. Just the hockey people, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Anyways, I actually have a story that I want to talk about. It's not from when we went to Seattle, but it's from when we came back from Seattle.
Okay.
So you know how like on Twitter or like Instagram or like whatever, people will post like stories from their flights of like people flirting or like whatever. So,
no, but yeah.
You've never seen those posts?
But I also don't go on Twitter, so.
Okay, but you've never seen those posts of like people like texting about like stuff happening on a flight and they're like giving their friends like live updates? No?
I've never seen those, but I have seen the ones with like the flight attendant flirting with like the passenger, but it ended up being like her husband or boyfriend and they would pass notes to each other. It was really cute.
Was that on Pornhub?
Wait, I'm sorry, what? That is a weird porno.
That sounds fake as hell.
No, it was cute. It was on Instagram.
I've never seen that one. Different For You pages. I say this a lot. We have different For You pages. But anyways, something that people do is like they'll be on flights or whatever and then they like give their friends like the live updates of like what's happening basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one of those experiences. So the girl in front of us, it started when we were sitting waiting for our flight. The lady who's usually like telling you to like, hey, you know, this is Delta flight, whatever. She was like, hey, I just wanted to get on here and let you guys all know the flight's getting delayed till 8:20. And we were like, what? And she's like, anyways, yeah, so the flight's delayed. And then she like grabs all her stuff and starts leaving. And I was like, what? Ma'am, what do you mean? You're just going to say that?
Leave you guys on the plane?
And there's literally, there's this guy sitting. We're sitting like waiting to get on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And the guy sitting behind us goes, did he just say our flight was canceled? Or did she just say our flight was canceled? And I was like, yeah, no, she definitely just, or like delayed or whatever. And then, and so she was like walking by and I was like, excuse me? And she's like, yes. And I was like, did you say that the flight was delayed for Orange County? And she's like, no, the Sacramento flight. The Sacramento flight wasn't till after us. So I don't know why the hell she was even talking to us about that flight.
Oh my God.
So she confused us already. This girl comes by. She's like probably in her early 20s. Turns out her name's Jenna. We find this out later. Anyways, Jenna walks up to us. She goes, excuse me. And she was like,
with that voice,
dude, like fucked, like drunk. Like she was like so drunk. Like, excuse me, did she just say her flight was delayed? And I was like, no. I was like, no, it's fine. Like it's still leaving. And she's like, what time is it leaving? And I was like, 7:30. And she was like, okay, cool. And then she's like on the phone. Dude, I'm not even kidding.
Okay, cool.
She's on the phone with someone. She's like, I can still drink. Turns around. Walks to the bar.
Oh, wow.
This girl's already fucked up. And so I was like, oh, man. Like, literally, Zach and I were just like, hopefully she doesn't sit next to us. Fast forward. We're on the plane that has two seats and then three on the other side. We're on the two. And the chances of her being the seat in front of us is insane. She's the seat in front of us and no one's sitting next to her. So she gets on and she... I forgot to say this, When I told her that,
my fucking jaw.
She literally, when I told her that it was at 7:30, she was like, "Thanks, love you," and then like walked away.
To you?
Yeah, she's like, "Love you so much," and then like walked away.
Love
and
I was you
like,
too, girl.
I was like, "What the fuck?"
You're like, Zach, did she just?
No, say literally,
she
I was like,
me?
"Hello." She gets on the plane and she goes, "Oh my god, hi!" And we were like, "Oh hey," and she's like, "I asked you that question earlier and you helped me out, remember? I love you." She's like, "I love you." And I was like, "Oh, huh, yeah, you're right." And Zach apparently said I was really unapproachable because she like said it. And like, I was trying to avoid, because what I didn't want is, you know, that one talkative person on the plane.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just trying to go to bed.
You just don't talk to them because even if they have the chance of like saying something, like you just don't want to deal with it. So you're like, okay, you're just like, yeah, whatever. So I was like avoiding contact with her.
Giving her full.
She didn't care.
Shoulder.
She was still like, love you. Literally leaning over the seat.
First of all, she has probably no social self-awareness and she's also so drunk.
So she's like leaning over her seat into my seat. She's like, love you so much. And then gets back in her seat and starts like in front of me. And I can see her just like shaking. Mind you, I'm like trying to touch the screen and it's like. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be a long one. People start boarding.
How long was the flight?
This flight was 2 hours. Oh, shit, like okay. 2 hours and 30 minutes
Thank
or something.
God it wasn't a long one, but okay.
Miranda, a lot it happened. Felt long. No. A lot happened. So fast forward, boarding happens. It's like taking forever. Turns out there's this dude to our right. And I'm going to say it like this because it's genuinely so funny, because I was texting my sister, Lissandra, and her husband, Anthony. And we have a group text with like me, Lissandra, Anthony, and Zach. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you guys, there's this girl in front of us and she's so drunk. So I'm like starting to give them live updates. And then there's this Indian husband and wife that, and I'm only saying it like this because I literally didn't catch his name. But it's this Indian couple and they're over here. And then this like guy who's like probably the same age as her sits down and he's like totally not related to these people, but this girl's so drunk, he sits there. She basically, the boarding takes so long and we're like waiting 20 minutes past when we're supposed to leave. Mm-hmm. She starts playing trivia on the two screens in front of her. No, I'm not even kidding, with headphones on. She's like singing on to like no idea what she's singing to. Zach is literally texting like, you guys, she's singing and dancing to herself. And I'm like, what the fuck? She starts playing trivia on this screen and then this screen. She's like, oh, I beat myself again. Like literally insane.
Actually.
I swear. I'm not making any of this up. I'm not embellishing. I actually think I'm downplaying half of this. Okay.
Oh my God.
She is literally like playing on the trivia monitors. And this guy to the right, I guess he notices her and starts playing trivia. Then the husband of the like Indian couple starts playing it on his screen as well. So she's like getting people into it. And then she literally
they're playing together because they connect on
No. This one, it's Delta does. You don't get to play with other people. Oh, I was pretty upset about it too.
I usually like those.
I know. Those are fun. But so I guess, I don't know how they catch each other's attention, but she like looks at him and he like looks at her and then she's like, ah, trivia, right? Like, I'm so good at trivia. Mind you, this whole time before they connect, she's like FaceTiming people like, I'm so good at trivia. Yeah, I'll see you on Tuesday. No, I don't really want to talk to him. Yeah, see you Tuesday. I'm the best at
Just
trivia.
So obnoxious.
FaceTiming people as we're sitting on the fucking runway. Okay, her and this guy start talking, whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, it looks like you were having a really good time. Like, it piqued my interest. She's like, haha, I'm so good at trivia. And he was like, haha.
She just keeps saying
dude, it's so
embarrassing. She's like a robot.
I'm so good at trivia.
She only knows three lines.
Legit, bro. I'm good at trivia.
I love you. I'm good at trivia. What's the third one?
I'm so, so good at trivia. No. But so they start talking and then she like he says something and she goes, aha, I love you to him.
To the Indian guy?
No. Wait, no, she's talking to this white guy.
Oh.
She's talking to
I was like, what did his wife do?
His wife punches her in the face. No.
She
okay. Indian guy doesn't talk to her. He just is playing a lot
he's
of this.
Doing what he's you're doing, doing.
Yeah, he's okay. doing the eyeballs. Me and him keep making eye contact. So like I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. We're just like because we're just bystanders.
Like, I love you.
And me and this Indian dude are like so.
Turns out
this guy's name's Lucas. Okay. Jenna and Lucas are talking across. And then she goes, are you guys all together? Very clearly they're not. This is the whitest man in the world. He's wearing a hat with a T on it. And she goes, from, are you from Texas? And he goes, no, Tennessee. And she goes, oh, I just guessed because it said T. And then she goes, are you guys all together?
Her explaining it doesn't make her sound any better. Like,
but her asking if the three of them, who like very clearly don't look like they're supposed to be traveling together at all. They're not even talking to each other. The Indian dude's like this to the white guy.
Trying to ignore them.
Literally. And his wife is like asleep, okay?
Okay.
She's like, are you guys together? He's like, no. And then she's like, you should sit next to me.
Stop. She patted the fucking chair.
Legit, she goes, you should, mind you, this is the seat next to her. She's like, you should sit next to me, like leaning over the seat to talk to him. And then Zach and I are like fucking elbowing each other. Like, dude, they're going to do it. Because like we were like, oh my God, maybe this turns into one of those like love stories where they meet on a flight.
Oh,
who
stop,
knows?
Stop.
I don't know. So me and Zach are like, every time they do something, slapping each other.
She's like, I love you. Right away. Just
foreshadowing. So like 30 minutes goes by. We take off and then we're like, you know, at 10,000 feet or whatever. And me and Zach are in this group text with Lissandra and Anthony, like, dude, they haven't moved yet. Cause he was like, oh, okay, I will. Like, I will. Let us like get up there or whatever. We're like up there like 5-10 minutes, nothing. She's still playing trivia and he's like weirdly just like busying himself. So he's like
trying to look busy.
He's literally like on the monitor, like trying to find a movie, like plugs in headphones. And I'm like, oh my God, like maybe it's not gonna happen. Maybe he's pussying out. And then I couldn't see it, but she was like so into her trivia games that like he couldn't say anything to her. So he was waiting for her to be done with trivia so she could like let him sit next to her. So finally Jenna tells Lucas like, sorry, I was so into my game or whatever. And he literally, I'm not even kidding you, that man got up as if he was like Usain Bolt. Literally like everything in his hands at 1 minute. And I was like, oh my God, that man is thirsty as hell to get up that quickly. And
he
so
was waiting for the
no
moment.
Dude, like literally,
he's like, it's my time.
I don't even know how he got from his seat to the other seat. He like teleported. And Zach and I were like, damn, he was ready. Like I thought he was like comfortable, like gonna watch a movie, literally unplugs, fucking gets in her seat, and then they're like next to each other, like, you know, doing this. And so like I can only see in between the seats, so I'm like looking in between, like looking and listening. Mind you, I usually put my headphones on and like noise cancel. I was like, fuck this shit. I was like, I am going to be nosy. So I was like, I'm here for the plot. And then Lissandra was like, dude, this is good for the podcast.
Oh my
Listen
God.
Listen in and see if anything good happens.
Oh my God.
So I'm more invested. I'm like, are they going to say something? Are they going to kiss? Are they going to do something? And so they start talking, whatever. Turns out they're the same age.
Okay.
He's from Tennessee. I also really hope that this, we put a clip out of this, and Lucas and Jenna, wherever you are, we want to know what happens to your love story.
TikTok, do your thing.
Yeah, literally. I want to find out who these people are. Anyways, they're talking.
Have you seen
whatever.
That, though, by a side note, real quick, like when people
like
put
to find TikTok.
Yes,
to find someone.
Like find
is terrifying.
It's insane.
It's terrifying.
It's insane.
Also, this is going to be a long story, so buckle the fuck in.
Okay.
Because we just started. Because they just sat next to each other. Let's not forget. We got another 2 hours to go. So I'll try to give you cliff notes.
Okay.
So they're sitting there talking. Turns out he's from Tennessee. He's living in Seattle. He's going to Orange County for a job interview.
Okay.
He's flying there for one job interview.
Okay.
She's from Orange County. She just came from Whistler. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's went to Whistler. He was like, oh, to ski. And she's like, I snowboard. And like, he was like, oh, like, sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. And whatever. She came from Whistler.
You heard the whole conversation.
Dude, I was the whole time, bro. I was like listening and Zach was like so embarrassed by me because I was like, but you know what? I wasn't the only one because me and that Indian dude, once he moved, I could get a fucking straight line to me and that Indian dude. So we're like this, looking at each other. He can listen to the whole thing because he's fake playing trivia. He's like doing this and he's like looking this way at them the whole time. And I was like, this man is my spirit animal. We're the same person. He's over there taking fucking notes too. No, I'm just kidding.
He's but, like, let me put this on my podcast.
Yeah, literally. He's just taking notes. But so she was in Whistler. She flew from Whistler to like Canada, somewhere else in Canada, to Seattle. She'd been traveling since 10 in the morning and started drinking at 10 in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
It's
Jenna.
It's 8 p.m.
Dude.
That's a full day at Disney of drinking.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I would never.
So they're sitting there. They're talking about where they're from. They're both 23.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start playing trivia. Okay. Mind you, Turns out she's really bad at trivia.
Okay, well, this, obviously.
No. Like, really bad at trivia. Okay. Like, 1 out of 16 good. Oh,
she's like, I'm so good.
No, literally. And it turns out Lucas is really fucking good at trivia.
Okay.
This man had like 46,000 points. He got like every question right. And he was trying to help her. And every time he would try to help her, she'd be like, no, fuck you. Shut up. Fuck you.
Like, actually say fuck you.
Legit, bro. A man she just she, met.
That's her third line. Dude. I love you. Fuck you. I'm so good at trivia.
Legit. So she's there. She's like, they're playing and she's like, ah, fuck you. Like, no. And so she's like fighting him on it or whatever. Mind you, he's like so humble and nice. Like, this man is like patient.
He's probably scared of
her. But you know what? I was like, red flag, because he was into the toxicity. She was fucking unhinged. And this man was like,
scared of her.
This man was like, I'm going to fucking eat this shit up. Legit didn't bat an eye at her craziness.
Oh, wow.
No, legit, when she got really competitive, she started flipping off his screen. So she's over there literally on his fucking trivia screen, flipping it off.
You're lying.
I swear on my life. She's literally like, as he's answering a question. And then he's telling her answers that are right. And she's like, fuck you. I know the answer. And then she's like, oh, you were right again. Fuck you.
He's like, he's like, yes, I love this girl.
He's like, yes, another one. Anyway, so they're playing trivia. Lucas is like, again and again, flight attendants come by. They order drinks and he pays for the drinks. I see his Apple Pay come up and I was trying to figure out more about this man, so obviously. So I was like, why is he going to Orange County for a fucking interview? Like, you're flying to Orange County. It's a $300 flight just to go to Orange County for a fucking interview. So I was trying to figure out, like, what does he do? Mind you, this guy's in like fucking runner shoes, like light blue denim and like a normal t-shirt and then like this fucking hat. And he's got like a curly mullet. I have photos of him actually. Fuck, I wish I sent them to you ahead of time so you could see them, because it would be so much better. Okay, before Lucas moved to his new seat, he opened his Hydro Flask. And you know when you get on a flight and then the pressure changes in like a bigger water bottle?
Yeah.
The whole thing like jizzed all over him. He had a water stain from the top of his thigh to the bottom of his knee. The whole thing.
Yes, I wish light. You got
dude, I have a picture of it. I took a picture of it. I'll put it up right here, dude.
Okay.
And while he was sitting in a seat, mind you, light blue denim, he's doing this. Like, he's just going to do it. His jeans like absorbed all of the water. He's pushing the water off of his thigh like, oh, it's going to change it. It is catastrophe. He gets over. One of the first things she said was, did you piss yourself? I can't. She goes, fuck you. Did you piss yourself?
Fuck you.
And then he goes, did you call him Dennis?
Huh?
His name's Lucas.
I said Jenna. I said, oh, she's like, you fuck said, you. I did you piss yourself?
Oh, I thought you said Dennis. And I was like, his name's Lucas.
I'm just renaming the characters.
Now my nose literally running at the worst time. Okay. So then then they're sitting there and he's like, no, like my water bottle exploded. She's like, you peed yourself. Whatever. She doesn't. She's toxic.
She's brutal,
she's
dude.
She's toxic, dude. And then they're talking, whatever. They're playing trivia. And then she starts like leaning on him. You're him, right? Okay. Mind you, she's actually,
I'm like, okay, let me
put, you're let me her, but Lucas. In this case, she's like,
oh, stop.
She's like all like up in him.
Okay.
Mind you, for the people listening, she's like putting her head on his shoulder, like nuzzling him, like leaning over. And then time goes on. We're back to the flight attendant pulls up. They're taking people's drinks. They order drinks. This man orders a red wine. She ordered, I think I heard this right. She ordered a Jack and Coke.
Suitable for her.
Something like suitable. That. Because she said something in Coke. And I don't think you would get anything other
rum
than like
Coke, Jack and
maybe.
Coke.
Maybe. Either of those options, still unhinged.
Disgusting.
Okay? You shouldn't order that on a flight. This man ordered a red wine.
That, though. Well, that or a vodka.
Just Kahlua.
Or just vodka straight.
She's literally just drinking the one that has sparkles in it.
Which one?
That drink that's glittery and it sparkles. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yes. But anyways, he orders a red wine. And I was like, this man is way too sophisticated to be 23 years old. He does his little Apple Pay. He has a fucking American Express Platinum card. And I'm like, what does a 23-year-old do to have an American Express Platinum card?
Okay.
Mind you, that fucking annual fee is $750.
$95, I think. $795.
Okay, whatever, Miranda.
I think.
Sorry, I was off by $9. Anyways,
whatever.
What
Miranda.
Is he doing with that card?
What did you ask him?
No, he's sitting in front of me. I was being nosy. I'm there just texting, taking notes so I couldn't remember everything.
Okay.
So he has this card. I'm like, what does he do? Zach thinks that he does construction because he kind of had that vibe. He has like this little like rugged vibe.
Rugged.
I don't know why I was going to say rugged-y.
Ruggedy.
I don't know. Rugged vibe.
Okay.
And he just, I don't know. And Zach was like, I think he comes from a good family and he does construction. And I was like, okay, babe, that's your guess. I don't know why this man had a fucking American Express Platinum card.
Well,
Lucas,
it's no fun if we have guesses but no answers. So, Lucas, can you find us?
Also, like, yeah, Lucas, if you're listening to this, what do you do for work? Also, did you get the job? Because we want to know. Maybe he had it today. Who knows? But so they order the drink, whatever, and they're like basically fighting, but she's not even trying to pay. She's like, no, let me pee. And he's like, no,
pee?
It's fine.
Let me pee.
And so he like double taps, whatever. And then the flight attendant goes, chivalry isn't dead.
Winks at them?
Yes, dude.
Was it a male or a female?
Well, it's a flight attendant. She's a female flight attendant.
It could be a male.
No, I know, but
the way you answered that was very judgy, as if I asked a stupid question.
Well, because I actually realized in my head that they're both called flight attendants, yeah, and I don't know why. Know. Flight attendant
in your head sounds female.
Maybe it's the Spanish thing. It sounds feminine.
Well, it's stewardess and steward.
Okay, so that's probably what I thought I said, yeah, in my brain. Anyways, she was a stewardess.
Okay, just say flight attendant.
Yeah, female. Flight attendant, female flight attendant. Anyways,
I don't even know why it matters, but
apparently it does it to you. But anyway, so she like winks at him and she's like, chivalry isn't dead, and like winks at him or whatever. And then
stop.
And then
Natalie's fucking like, fuck you.
I love you.
I called her Natalie. What the fuck?
Dude, at this point, they have different names. Jenna, Jermaine, who knows? Anyways, so she's like, thank you. Love you. Whatever. Right. And then he's like sipping his wine. They're still playing trivia. She's severely losing. It's getting worse as she drinks her rum and coke or whatever it is.
Okay.
And he's like sipping his drink like gingerly, like casually, like lightly. He's on a flight. He's not trying to chug it. It's red wine. You don't just glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's drinking this wine, whatever. And then she goes, drink faster.
Stop.
She tells him, she's like, chug, you're playing too good. I was like, run, Lucas, go back to the Indian dude. Mind you, the Indian dude, every time she's loud, he's like, because she was talking like very loud.
Obnoxious.
On the flight. She
I can imagine. Yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
wasn't whispering. Like, she was talking like,
I can't
she was talking
her.
Like this on a flight.
Well, I can't imagine being like, fuck you.
Well, literally. And I'm like, you know, usually you talk like more, you're talking next to each other. And
like
you
flights
whisper.
Are like, just be respectful of the
yes.
people around you.
She was literally
fuck.
Talking like, ha, fuck you. Like
ew.
That, like that.
I would hate my life on that flight.
So fast forward, they're drinking, whatever. Things he takes the majority of his wine down and then he starts feeling saucy.
Ooh.
They lift up the fucking sorry. They don't lift this up yet. He literally like does one of these, right?
The arm over the shoulder. Stop.
And she's like leaning on him.
Stop.
Not me forcing you to do this with me. You're just gonna have to get over it.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're like this.
She's like this.
Legit.
Okay,
legit.
Okay.
And then they're like, and then they realize how absolutely stupid it is to have the armrest. So they go, and then he's like, pulls her in close. Okay. And then they're just
like,
whatever.
Yeah, I love you.
Yeah, but then she starts doing one of these, and I'm gonna have to do it for you. Okay, you're the arm. Do the arm. Do the arm. You're the guy.
Okay.
She goes,
stop. Stop.
Stop. She's laying down in his lap, like looking at him.
Stop,
dude. Also, I'm dead because this is gonna look so funny on camera. She's looking up at him, right? And she's like, whatever it is, okay? Then something happens. I forget. I think she.
Dude,
oh, then her phone
I'm
drops, okay?
So
you hear the fucking, like,
okay.
of her phone.
Okay.
And then she's like, whatever, it's fine. She starts saying
I have
she's
insurance.
Lost. every single phone that she's ever had.
She said she's dropped
everything. She's like, I've lost every phone I've ever bought. And I'm like, this makes so much sense, Jenna. Like, this is so you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay? And he's like, like, realizing how toxic this is. He's like, it's getting worse.
It's getting
okay? She's like, I've lost every phone. It's fine. Whatever. And then she goes, it's fine. And then she goes, it's funny. And then she goes, it's actually not funny. And then she keeps going back
talking to herself.
No, legit. And then she's like, let me look.
Malfunction. Malfunction.
Then she's like, literally on her hands and knees on the fucking thing, right? So she's like looking up at him on the floor. She's on the floor like looking for her phone. Literally. And then she, okay, I'm going to turn this way. Okay. She sits on her seat, you know, with her knees. And mind you, this is the headrest. I'm holding a poppy for anyone wondering. Okay. This is the headrest. She leans over to and you. She goes, did you see my phone fall? I was like,
you're like, oh shit.
Acting like I'm not listening. I'm like, oh, your phone fell? What? So I'm like, oh, like, let me look. Mind you, I had already looked because I heard her phone fall.
Oh my God.
She didn't even realize it because she was with him, you know? So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like going down. I'm like looking for her phone, whatever. I'm like, oh, I don't see it.
Maybe. I seem like a good Samaritan.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyways, I literally say like, oh, I don't see it. Whatever. She goes and I'm like, it's probably in front of you. And she's like, okay. She sits down. She's like, whatever. It's funny. And she goes, it's not funny, actually. It's funny. It's actually not funny.
What is wrong with this girl?
And he is just looking at her like, blink, blink. And he's just like, okay, well, like, we'll
he's find like, one
it.
More wrong trivia answer. I'm out. I'm out.
Literally, he's like, we'll find it. Whatever. Like, don't worry about it. Whatever. Right. Okay. Time goes on. They're still cuddly, still flirty. And then she like fucking starts. I literally was like, you guys, I think they're going to kiss. I have this weird feeling. They're getting really touchy feely. They're like all up on each other, whatever. Right. She's like, ew, on his shoulder. And then she keeps going down to look for her phone.
Okay,
but then
sorry,
she's like,
you
really
said going down. I'm
exactly,
like,
Miranda. That's what we thought.
We're setting it up. Okay, I missed so it. I missed
me
it.
Me and Zach are like, she's gonna suck his dick. And so we're just like, dude, she's gonna do it. And Zach's like, she's literally right there. So Zach's texting in the group chat, like, you guys, she's literally gonna suck his dick.
This whole time I'm thinking Zach's asleep and you're just eavesdropping.
No, he's invested, dude.
Oh shit. Okay.
At this point, he's okay, invested. The second they lifted the armrest, we were like slapping each other and shit. I literally think I have a bruise from how many times Zach and I went,
oh shit.
Okay. So she's down there looking for her phone. And then we're like, dude, she's gonna suck his dick. She didn't suck his dick. I'll just give you the newsflash now. And so she's suspicious though. Okay. She's down there doing shit, whatever.
Very
she comes
sus.
Back up. She comes back up and then they start cuddling again. And then she like kisses his like ear. Or like his cheek or whatever. And I was like, you guys, they're gonna kiss. So then we start betting, are they gonna make out or not? And I was like, there's no way they don't. Mind you, we're like halfway through the flight now at this point. I'm like, they're running out of time. I literally lifted the window to be like, how close are we? How much time do they
have? Oh my God.
And so they're talking, flirting, whatever. They're like feeling their booze, still playing trivia. And then they start looking for her phone, can't find it, whatever. Then they take out a notebook and she's like, I love playing this game. And then I don't know what the game is. I never found out what the game was.
Okay.
They start drawing something or whatever. Okay. And then she goes, I just want you to be happy. I was like, what?
To this guy?
Yeah, dude. I'm like, what is happening? She's like, don't worry about it. I just want you to be happy. Because I guess he was being like subconscious of how he was drawing. And she's like, no, like that's the whole point. Like, I love doing this game. And then she literally starts saying like, yeah, like I play this with people on flights all the time. So I was like, wow, way to make him feel unspecial.
I know. I was like.
And then we start getting close to landing, okay? They're flirting, whatever, talking. And then I think they start talking about, like, what they're doing after or whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah, like, my friend's picking me up, whatever. And then I don't know how it happens. And you can physically see Lucas, like, backtrack while this is happening. Because she starts talking about some dude. And she's like, yeah, like, he wants me to come over tonight.
I'm silent because I'm shocked. I'm looking at the camera, but if you're listening.
We're both just here like.
Poor fucking Lucas.
So Lucas is looking at her and she's like, yeah, he wants me to come over tonight, but I don't want to. And he's like, oh.
She's like, are you going to invite me over?
Fuck you. Literally. No, but so then she's like talking about how she doesn't want to go over, whatever. Do you want to crack this poppy? I feel like you need a drink. This is my favorite. This my is the voice. Cherry limeade for anyone.
Okay. Do you want me to do it?
I'm forcing.
Don't break your nail. Go ahead.
I'm forcing Miranda to try it.
Okay. Let's go. Okay, now pour.
Ooh.
Fun stuff. Poppy, please sponsor us.
Poppy, please.
Poppy, please.
Poppy, please.
Okay, wait. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, duh.
I still like my Trader Joe's better.
Okay, but is there a cherry limeade? Also, there's so much dog hair on my lips. What's happening? Oh my God.
Cat hair, dog hair, whatever kind of hair.
Okay, anyway, she is now talking about some random dude to Lucas.
Aww,
and Lucas is just sitting
Lucas.
There. I know, but I was like, honestly, Lucas is a pussy.
Honestly, Lucas, you're better off.
He hadn't
her.
Made a move yet. She was making all the moves, and I was like, dude, I respect
he
that you're
probably
like,
didn't freaking like her.
No, he definitely liked her. But I think he was like, she's drunk, and I think he's like a nice like South guy from the South.
Oh,
so
was
he like
to be
didn't
respectful.
Yeah, because she was like belligerently drunk.
Okay.
And so he was like just trying to be flirty but not take advantage of her. But I also was like, Lucas, don't be a pussy. Get in there.
Okay.
Anyway. But I also like felt like her mom. So I was like, should I like stop them if something happens? And I was like, no, Nelly, don't do that. Anyways, so she's talking about this dude. She's talking about how she doesn't want to see him. And then she's like, yeah. And then I'm like seeing someone on Tuesday or whatever. So she's like talking about other options. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how it happens. And then they just move on from it like nothing ever happened. They just kept flirting, kept talking. She kisses him on the cheek again as they're landing. And then she finds her phone and she had to announce it to me. So she goes over the seat again and she's like, I found it. And I was like, oh my God, yay. Like, I'm so glad you did. And she's like, I knew. She's like, by the way, you remind me of my best friend. And I was like, what?
I love you.
Literally, again. She did. She goes, you remind me of my best friend. I don't remember her best friend's name.
Okay.
But she was like, yeah, my best friend is she does Pilates. And I was like, oh, well, it couldn't be me because I don't do Pilates. And she was like, no, like, you remind me of my best friend. Like, you literally look the same. And then she looks at Zach and she goes, you have the prettiest girl on the plane sitting next to you. You're so lucky. And Zach was like, so uncomfortable. Zach had nothing to say.
I can imagine Zach's
face. Zach's just looking at her like two plates for eyes. And literally he's like, haha, yeah, I agree. And she's like, you got lucky with this one. Like so drunk. And she's like, I love you. And then sits back down.
Dude, sits this back girl's down. Wild.
Dude, this is why I had to tell you the story. And I didn't want to tell you ahead of time because I wanted your live reaction.
Okay.
Now, I have to pee like a motherfucker, but I have refused to get up because I couldn't miss a minute. Because if I walked away, I knew Zach wasn't going to keep the cliff notes like we were. So I was like, I can't get up. I have to commit to this.
You'd nudge the Indian man and be like, can you take notes for me while I go to the bathroom?
Again, the whole time this Indian man was looking at me, and every time they would like kiss or make an advance, he would look at me like,
no way.
We were making eye contact. I swear we were talking without talking.
Okay, okay.
He was invested too. Anyway, we get off the flight. She finds her phone, whatever, right? We get off the flight. And they start like walking together. And then they start walking like hand in hand. And then they start like skipping, walking through the airport. And Zach and I were like, dude, they're going to leave together. There's no way they don't leave together. And we were like, dude, if he doesn't invite her to his hotel, like he's an idiot. Mind you, her friend was picking her up.
Okay.
So these are our guesses because I had to pee so bad that we had to lose them. I have never ran so quickly though because I didn't want to lose them. I ran to the bathroom, pissed, washed my hands, ran back so fast that Zach hadn't even finished texting Lissandra and Anthony that I was going to the bathroom. He was like, oh my God, you went so fast. And I was like, Brooks running
invested.
Shoes, baby. Brooks
invested.
Running shoes. Because I was wearing running shoes.
Okay.
From Lissandra's company.
Also, you were just really invested.
Yes, true. I was committed to the crime. But so we lost them. But
damn.
My guess is he doesn't get the job.
Why?
I just had a feeling.
Okay.
My guess is he didn't get the job. He invited her over a day after and she ended up staying over. That's my guess.
Okay.
So Lucas and Jenna, please find us and please tell me what happened. If you know a Lucas or a Jenna that took a flight from Seattle on Sunday at 7 p.m. What's if you date? Know them.
Sunday is the date of. What was
Sunday
the
was the. Was today the 19th? So the 17th? Yeah, the 17th. St. Okay. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
flew on St. Patrick's oh, Day. That's he right. flew on St. Patrick's
okay,
Day.
Okay, okay, okay.
Out of Seattle to Orange County. If Find you know us. Someone, please let me know because I need to know the date.
Okay.
Anyways, Zach was saying that he was like, nah, Lucas definitely invited him over or invited her over. I think he rented a car and then he ended up driving her. That's also my guess.
Dude.
But we don't know. But can you believe that shit?
The fact that we'll never know pisses me off.
I know. It's like, I texted and I was like, I feel like I have blue balls. You know what I mean?
Like mental blue balls.
Yes, dude. I'm like, I literally was, it's like when you, okay.
You're
actually,
like about to find out and you're just like, fuck.
This is actually so, our thoughts for thoughts today, we usually end with it, but this is actually a really good segue. It's like when you watch a TV show, and then you're like, you watch a season and then it's like, oh, the next season's coming back in like fall of 2025. And you're like, ugh, dude, this is why I don't watch TV. Yeah, I don't like TV because if I can't see something from like season one to season eight and it's done, I don't want to watch it because I don't want
to
wait
I don't
for
like
something.
To wait. I don't like
I
to
have
wait.
To binge the shit no, out of it, same. Watch it all the way through, and then I'm done.
Same.
Otherwise, I'm not watching TV.
I'm the same way. Like, yeah. I can't be like episode one this week and then I have to wait for the next week. Like, no. I'm going to forget by that time. I'm not going to be invested.
No.
Like, I just don't care.
If I can't
much.
See episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 600 all in one. I watched Bridgerton.
I don't know if I have. Oh, I love that show.
I watched Bridgerton and both seasons or whatever when they were there. Like, yeah, both seasons. I watched them, I think, in 2 days.
Yeah.
And I did not leave. Like, Zach, I was sick. So I literally, Zach brought me food. I was in bed watching Bridgerton
that's
by myself.
The best. That's the best.
That's what I was doing the whole time.
Yeah. I will, like, set days to just, like, binge watch shows. Like, I'll have, like, a list of shows I need to catch up on.
She's like, okay.
Cross it off. No, but seriously, because I'm like, I don't have the time to just sit and watch TV. I really don't.
But neither of us are TV people. We also don't like watching TV.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, an avid TV watcher.
No, I have to text. I have a friend that I text all the time. I'm like, what's the new show that's
cool
right now? Because, like, I don't pay attention. So she'll, like, give me a list of shows. But she's the type of person that, like, loves TV and movies. And so she'll be like, this was so good. And I'm like, okay, give me your, like, top three. Because she thinks
everything
is good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have the time. You know, I don't have the time.
No, like, I will watch the occasional shitty reality TV, like A Bachelor or The Bachelorette, if it's a good season.
You know what I started yesterday?
Love is Blind?
Yes.
Okay.
But I started on season 6 because I didn't want to, like, go all the way back.
Everyone's been telling me that I need to watch Love is Blind because it would be so good for us to talk about because it's juicy.
I think we should.
So
I
is this our
yesterday
pact?
With my friend. We're going to shake on it.
We're going
to
start.
With our left hands, it doesn't count. We have to switch.
What does that even mean, Miranda?
Right hand is more, like,
is more
legit.
Mm.
Right is right. Left is not
You're
right.
Left. You're left. But so yeah, our thoughts for thoughts was like, do you watch TV? Because we don't. And then I just thought that actually was so fitting because of what I was just talking about and how it left me with that same feeling of like, oh my God, I literally don't get to find out what happened to Lucas and Jenna. Don't get to find out.
That's
I really need to know what happened. But like, they were like skipping and like having fun at the airport. So I was like, dude, if these two don't end up together, like,
Lucas
I don't
was
know.
Plotting his escape.
I feel like
he was
I
doing.
Feel like Lucas needed that type of energy because he seemed like a very serious 23-year-old. And she brought out the like, she's 23. Like, they're young as hell. Like, they're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah, I guess.
So I feel like that's probably why he liked her, because she was like the fun side of 23 and he's like the serious, like, I'm going for a job interview, I'm drinking red wine,
like,
you know what I mean?
Girl's so unhinged, she like brings out my personality.
Exactly. Like, it brings out the what?
Nothing.
Why'd you give it that look?
Because I felt a hair.
Oh, it's on you.
Yeah.
Oh wow, you got a lot of hairs. She be shedding. Anyways, that's my story.
I was about to drink from my microphone. I got confused for
no,
a second.
You weren't.
Malfunction.
Fuck you.
Well, anyways, I think is that the entire episode was just the story and our thoughts for thoughts.
I know, but I low-key
no,
really,
it was such a good story though.
I low-key feel bad, but I do think
feel
it was
bad.
Because it was like a long ass story.
No,
but
it was
I
good.
Knew I had to tell it. Like it was
good.
It was a lot of experiences in one flight, and
it was very good.
I'm just honestly shocked that it happened for 2 hours, And there's so much I'm leaving out. Like, I wish I could just like scroll through my
text
messages.
You're gonna have to show me that damn picture.
Oh no, I'm gonna show it in this. Oh, I'm gonna blur their faces, but I'm gonna show it.
Oh, please do.
And I didn't get a picture of her, but I have a picture of him. Like, I have her leaning on him.
You didn't get a picture of her? I'm surprised.
Well, she's sitting right in front of me. Like, I tried to. Okay, but could you have, like, but I'm like raising my phone and like everyone can see me raising it, like taking a picture.
Okay, but if you had like telepathy with this Indian man, you should have just told him to take a picture.
He was like playing trivia and just like in his zone. And then every time they would like, he would like look over and like eyeballs.
He'd be like, picture. Take a picture. I'm like, take a picture. You're like, I need this for the podcast.
Literally.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that was a very eventful flight. And I'm actually going to be traveling again, not this weekend, but next weekend. So hopefully
another flight story.
This month is just our flights. Yeah, that's just, yeah, yeah. It's our theme. It's mm-hmm. just going to be a bunch of fucking flight stuff because.
Flight risks.
Yeah.
Our thoughts for thoughts was if you binge watch TV. So we did go over that. But if you guys have anything to say in the comments.
We did go over it.
I know. I'm saying if they want to join in on the comments.
Girl, I thought you said we didn't. And I was like, yes, we did. What are you talking about?
Just blabbing.
Just blab it. Blab it, blab it, blab.
Blabbing and not listening.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, that's our episode.
Thank you for listening. And if you can please like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars.
If it's not 5, we don't want it.
She says that every time.
Because I don't want it if it's
not
5.
And
she
means it. Likes. Oh. And follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, follow our
Instagram.
We're
going to be posting clips from every episode.
Mm-hmm. We always
and
post.
And TikTok, even though
who
it
knows?
Might be banned.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That whole thing with TikTok happened. Yeah. Okay, well, follow us anyways, because if it goes away or if it stays, either way, you'll still follow us and still mm-hmm. see funny things. Right. But yeah, that's our episode, y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Bye.